Table of Contents. Chapter 1. Here are 24 reasons you might be a minimalist. Chapter 2. Living with less items. Chapter 3. The best tips for minimalists. Chapter 4. Maximizing minimalism. Chapter 5. Digital minimalism. Chapter 6. Can Feng Shui enhance human wellness? Chapter 7. Small steps to a simplified home. Chapter 1. Here are 24 reasons you might be a minimalist. If you've been simplifying your life or thinking about living more minimally, you could be farther along than you think. My actions were shrieking minimalism long before my brain registered that is where I was headed. 25 reasons you might be a minimalist. 1. If you have an empty attic or storage shed, you may be a minimalist. 2. If you are debt-free or paying off debt with gazelle intensity, you could be a minimalist. 3. If walking through Target or Walmart makes you actually uncomfortable, you could be a minimalist. 4. If your kids seethe at you because you cancel the cable, you could be a minimalist. 5. If you cannot stop giving things away, and your dog is stressed that he's next, you might be a minimalist. 6. If a good friend asks you to go shopping, and you would rather go to the dentist, you could be a minimalist. 7. If you don't want your parents or caregivers to stop by your yard sale, just because you're selling their stuff too, you may be a minimalist. 8. If you don't have a junk drawer, you may be a minimalist. 9. If you have more spare time than ever previously, you could be a minimalist. 10. If you have ever used a vehicle share service, you might be a minimalist. 11. If you are curious about dealing with less than 100 things, you could be a minimalist. 12. If mess makes you insane, you may be a minimalist. 13. If you follow less than 100 people on Twitter, or 100 friends on Facebook, you could be a minimalist. 14. If you vote with your dollars, you could be a minimalist. 15. If people who can fit all of their possessions in a backpack motivate you, you might be a minimalist. 16. If you schedule time for nothing, you may be a minimalist. 17. If you sleep, you might be a minimalist. 18. If you read a book and after that give it away, you may be a minimalist. 19. If you want to have a loading party, you may be a minimalist. 20. If words like trinket and memento make you cringe, you may be a minimalist. 21. If you've considered living in a tiny home, you could be a minimalist. 22. If there are less than 33 things in your closet, you may be a minimalist. 23. If you spend more time thinking of ways to lower your overheads than ways to make money, you could be a minimalist. 24. If you have more resources, time, skill, treasure to give, you could be a minimalist. Chapter 2. Living with less items. Minimalism is all about living your life with less. This includes less financial concerns like debt and unneeded expenditures. However, is it truly as simple as just getting rid of your stuff? Documentaries, podcasts and books have been made and written all about minimalism and how it can change your life for the better, leaving you debt-free and with extra time to work on personal relationships. For many minimalists, the philosophy is all about getting rid of excess items and living life based on experiences instead of worldly belongings. You can probably see how having less items can also free up your life economically. Although it might just look like a millennial trend to most, minimalism, when practiced for the right reasons, can benefit your life considerably. Let's be sincere, you do not need all your stuff, so get rid of some of it. Practically, everyone owns something, or a lot of things, they don't actually really need. Even though minimalism takes getting rid of items to an extreme, if you pick a couple of